You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County judge has ruled that a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will stand trial. The defense for the 16-year-old yesterday argued for reduced charges, but the judge found probable cause. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The teen is due back in court June 18th. This Saturday, Racine Representative Angelina Cruz is hosting a free portrait gallery at Racine's Festival Hall. It's said to be an effort at celebrating 40 public school students' stories of racial and social justice. Cruz says the event highlights the need for increased state funding for public schools. A Lake County, Illinois man is accused of selling 3D-printed ghost guns to undercover detectives. Eric Rain Sylvester is being held in the Lake County Jail and faces over 20 felony charges. Gateway Technical College is seeking approval for a new 2-year cybersecurity apprenticeship program. They're trying to address the shortage of skilled tech workers. The program would combine nearly 300 hours of classroom instruction with paid on-the-job training at local companies. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow, and the public is invited to celebrate. The afternoon anniversary event features tours, guest speakers, and a look back at the library's legacy. And Racine's Haymarket comes back to the downtown today. It starts at 4 and brings fresh food, arts, and live entertainment to Monument Square. It'll be there every other week. There are more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm going to try and give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I'm always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a 5th season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the 5th season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today and cool with highs in the mid-60s. An outside chance of a shower in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Warmer with a high of 74. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.